The 22nd Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transsexual, or LGBT, Pride Week is taking place in Istanbul, Turkey. The annual seven-day event, filled with film screenings, panel discussions, workshops, parties and marches, attracts thousands from around the world.
But Turkey's government and society is becoming increasingly conservative, making life more difficult for those that are LGBT in the country. Discrimination, intimidation and even murder against the community are on the rise. Natalie Carney met up with a few people taking part in the LGBT Pride Week to find out what it's like to be gay or transsexual in one of the largest Muslim countries in the world.
About 25 people crammed into a hot, stuffy room built for maybe 10. The organizers clearly did not expect there to be such an interest in Barış Sulu's film Dikkat Okulda Trans Var, or Warning There Are Transsexuals at School.
The reason I made this film was to increase the visibility of trans males in Turkey and reflect the difficulties and struggles they face in schools.
Barış was inspired by his boyfriend Ali, who went through the transition, as they call it, when someone changes from one sex to another. In Ali's case, he went through a number of operations 3 years ago and is now physically a gay man, a process that's legal in Turkey.
There have been laws regarding transsexuals since the 1980s, which were established even before Europe was. It is in the Civil Code in the 14th article.
Turkey's Civil Code loosely protects the human rights and freedoms of its citizens, but many say that it does not go far enough to protect the community from hate crimes. Intimidation, beatings, and even murder are not uncommon in the LGBT community. While there is a law against hate crimes in Turkey, punishable with up to 3 years in jail, it does not include sexual orientation. Neshi, a gay transsexual, says she is a victim of this deficiency in the law.
Hate crimes against women, gays and transsexuals have increased. Hate in general is on the rise.
This tall, slender woman says you can't take anything for granted, such as renting a house or accessing regular health or social services, because while she may dress female, she is still biologically a gay man, something Turkey's conservative society struggles to understand.
Turkish society is very religious, and being transsexual or gay is not accepted by Islam.
Even her own family has rejected her.
When I was a child, I dressed like a boy. My parents are very religious, of course, and I am a Muslim.
She daintily tucked her long blonde hair behind her left ear under a cute pink baseball cap.
My environment was very religious. Some accepted me, some didn't. Because of these reasons, I only see my sister, but the other members of the family, I just speak to them on the phone.
She hasn't seen her mum or dad in 15 years. They didn't even come and visit her in jail. Neshi spent a year behind bars while on trial for allegedly stabbing someone. She says her crime, in the eyes of the police, was being a transsexual.
It happened on the highway. Pedestrians started fighting with drivers. I was just watching from the side, but the police still arrested me, even though people told them that I wasn't a part of this fight.
She was placed in an all-male jail where she says both the other inmates and guards treated her like an object from a freak show.
People are shocked when they find dinosaur bones. I was something like that for them. They were always staring at me. They were staring at me with open mouths, but I was very tough. The guards wanted to cut off my hair, but I refused. I'm a transsexual. I have boobs. I have hair. I'm a woman, so I didn't let them.
She was eventually acquitted with no compensation. But she says the system is getting worse for people like her and is concerned about the government's plan to build a prison especially for the LGBT community.
That special prison project is a sign. The punishment for sexual crimes in Turkey is increasing. I'm not optimistic. I think it's a game the government is playing with us. There are no friendly laws or codes for us. The new Turkey is like Iran. We are suspicious of the future.
The screening of Barış's film, a lady speaks up about her acknowledged bias towards homosexuals. Her comments were greeted with supportive smiles. Despite the pressure many feel from the conservative elements in the government and society, many still attend the Istanbul Pride Week and other such events in Turkey to seek a better understanding.
I am very happy to be very open with you because I value this awareness. Information is a very dangerous weapon, so we have to manage it carefully.
This week will conclude with the 12th annual Pride March down Istanbul's renowned İstiklal Street. More than 10,000 people are expected to attend the walk, waving rainbow-colored flags. Yet many will also be asking how much longer such celebrations for the LGBT community will be allowed.